Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. While lead pipes are being replaced in Flint, and residents might start getting less expensive water bills this week, can you explain the new changes people in Flint will see in their water bills?
Well, it's complex, Emily. A year ago, they were getting higher water bills than any place in the country. And then, of course, they had all the trouble for a while, and people weren't paying their water bills. For a while, there was a moratorium. They weren't getting water bills. And now, apparently, they're going to get water bills with a credit. You remember the state kicked in $30 million towards the cost of water in Flint, but it's an open question. I'm not quite sure what those bills are going to average, and I'm not quite sure how many people are going to pay them, and I think they've for now, they don't think they've been shutting off water to people who don't pay them. After all, you can still use this water safely only for flushing the toilet, pretty much, in most places. So I think this needs some time to shake out.
And right when Flint was starting to get its finances together, there was news this week that the water crisis has put the city's water and sewer fund $35 million in the hole. Will this be a big deal overall for Flint's finances in the future?
I think anything that hurts Flint's revenues by a nickel is a big deal overall. Flint has major, major problems. It did even before this started. It was a city which was once prosperous. All these General Motors jobs left. It's, I think, 41% of its population is below the poverty level now. And there's no way that the water crisis is going to favorably affect property values in the city. So property values will go down. Less revenue will come into the city. This is your ultimate vicious circle. No one can really say how this is all going to shake out. Flint is a city, maybe more than Detroit right now, which is desperately short of revenue, and there are certainly going to be some difficult times.
Meanwhile, Wayne County has a budget surplus for the first time in 8 years. What will that mean for the county as well as for Detroit?
Well, this is sort of amazing because the county was, people were talking about an emergency manager in bankruptcy, and Warren Evans got elected. They worked out a consent agreement with the state, and now, as you mentioned, there is indeed a small but a real surplus. And what was intriguing to me in the press release from the county executive, he said that this will enable us, I'm paraphrasing here, to borrow money to fix the Gratiot Avenue jail. Now, that's that huge jail that they stopped work on about 3 years ago. It's sort of an eyesore sitting there because of cost overruns and allegations of corruption. I've always felt that the simplest thing and the thing that made the most sense was to just bite the bullet and finish it. And it now looks like that's what they've decided, at least sort of quietly, to do, to finish that new jail so they can tear down some old jails. And so everything's been proposed, from Dan Gilbert buying it to leveling it, but it looks like the county will finish it.
Former Detroit Mayor Roman Gribbs has died. Tell me more about his life and what he did for Detroit.
Well, he was sort of an unjustly forgotten mayor. I'm going to talk more about him at 1:30 this afternoon, but he was a sort of transition mayor. After the Detroit riots of 67, he was elected, and he did his best to try to stabilize the city. He was a good and decent man who really wanted to be a judge. He sort of reminded me of William Howard Taft, who became president, although all he wanted was a seat on the Supreme Court. And he told me he woke up every morning worrying about another riot, and he started appointing a significant number of African Americans to city positions. He and Henry Ford II got the Renaissance Center going, but he really didn't like the job very much. He left after a single term and spent the rest of his life as an appellate judge, and he told me that that was a mistake. He said, in order to get anything done as mayor, you got to stick around for at least two terms.
All right, Jack, as always, thank you so much for your knowledge and insights.
My pleasure, Emily. Thank you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.